Okay, yeah, now it's recording. Okay. So we have been discussing, last week we completed discussing from the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So we saw that how Arjuna wanted to hear more about the vibhutis of Krishna out of affection, because naturally the symptom of affection is attention to details. Vaktumarhasya sheshena divyahi atma vibhutayah yabir vibhutivir lokan imamstvam vyapya tishtasi. So Arjuna is asking that please you should speak about your vibhutis in detail. If not everything, at least those vibhutis by which you remain pervading in this universe, please speak about those. कथम विद्याम अहम योगिम्स त्वं त्वां सदा परिचिंतयन् केषु केषु च भावेषु चिंत्योसि भगवन् मया. He says that, O Lord, by what method of thinking can I know you at all times? Because at all times I'll be looking at this world. How can I know you or remember you while looking at this world, while living in this world? How should I think of you with devotion and various objects, O Lord? Okay. Like that he's asking. Vistarena atmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana bhuyah kataya triptir hi shrinvato nasti me mritam. I won't be sufficiently satisfied how much ever you discuss about this topic, because I have great eagerness to hear about this subject matter. Please speak in detail. And then Krishna starts describing. So, vibhuti means both material and spiritual manifestations of Krishna's power. So therefore, he starts with describing the Purushavataras, Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, how they are also the spiritual vibhutis of Krishna. And then he describes about various other vibhutis. So, he says that because all these things which Krishna will be talking about, they arise from the Shakti of the Lord. Therefore, they should all be considered to be worthy of meditation as forms of the Lord, even though some are preferable to others. You know, some are more complete representations of Krishna's prowess, and others are little less complete representations of Krishna's prowess. So some are more worthy of meditation, others are little less worthy of meditation. There is definitely a gradation. This we saw. And then he describes, you know, the best of each of those categories, because naturally when we think of the best or the greatest amongst a particular category, it naturally inspires lot of respect and reverence. So that which is very favorable, you know. So even though, as we saw last time, that all these categories, practically everything in this world is a vibhuti of Krishna, but the best amongst that category, because it more completely represents Krishna, therefore it is specifically mentioned as a vibhuti of the Lord by Krishna himself. Nakshatranam aham shashi. Of all the luminaries, I am the moon. Of all the luminaries in the night sky, I am the moon. Okay. Not that the other luminaries are not his vibhutis, they are also his vibhutis, but the moon more completely represents Krishna, Krishna's prowess. So, like that. So, throughout the chapter, we saw in great detail, and towards the end, Krishna says that Yad Vibhutimat Sattvam Srimat Urjitamevava Tattadeva Vagachatvam Mama Tejomsha Sambhavam. Whatever object that existed in the past, whatever is existing in the present, whatever would exist in the future, that may possess majesty or excellence or strength, know that everything has arisen just from a fragment of my power. Mama Tejomsha Sambhavam. So anything that you see that possesses majesty or excellence or strength, you should think that Krishna possesses these things in extraordinary proportions, And all that majesty and excellence and strength seen in this object comes from a very tiny, minuscule portion of Krishna's prowess. So that way, seeing anything, it can favorably inspire us in a devotional way towards Krishna. Finally, he ends this chapter by telling, Atava bahunaitena kimgyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekamshena stito jagat. Now, what is the use of knowing about all these vibhutis, O Arjuna? Just understand that just by my one portion of Paramatma, I am firmly established in this universe. Eka amshena stito jagat. Like that. So, this is where we ended our discussion about the 10th chapter last week. So, now we are going to start the 11th chapter. But before we start the 11th chapter, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add, you can please go ahead. Yes, Mohit Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam.
Dhanavad Prabhu.
Hanji. Prabhuji, here Krishna is saying that I am Marichi in Marutas. What is the meaning of Marichi, Prabhuji?
It is the name of one of the Marutas.
Matlab, what is the function of Marutas? Matlab, Marutas. What is Marutas?
They are a class of demigods.
Okay, they are that class. And Prabhuji, and one question, Prabhuji, ye tesham tak sat tak yukta nam bhajatam priti purvakam. So, ye Prabhuji, the word priti purvakam, when we use this word in the association of devotees, priti purvakam, bhajatam priti purvakam. So, Prabhuji, my question is that sometimes if we had a bad experience with some of the devotees, but we have to make a good relationship with that devotees for our improvement in bhakti. So, what should we do, Prabhuji? How should we make our relationship good with those devotees for our improvement in bhakti, which we had a bad experience in past? What should we do in that case?
Well, if you had a bad experience with someone in the past, then you search for someone else with whom you would have a better experience and establish a good relationship with them.
But Prabhuji, for our improvement in bhakti, we are dependent on them also, whom we had a bad experience, because they are the leaders in the society, or they are leaders in local temple.
So if they are leaders, then that may not necessarily be. See, there is a difference between institutional leadership and personal inspiration in bhakti. So, it is not necessary that someone may get personal inspiration in bhakti from the institutional leaders. So therefore, if one gets it, very good. But if one does not get it, then one can seek it from whomever they get that inspiration from, whether irrespective of whether they are institutional leaders or not. So, it is not necessary. But at the same time, if we had a bad experience from someone, some senior devotee, then we can maybe maintain a healthy distance from them while doing whatever is needful to keep them kind of satisfied. But we don't have to seek spiritual inspiration from them. Just because from institutional perspective, we may need some help from our leaders, that does not mean that is necessary for my spiritual development. Maybe he needs to sign my Bhakti Shastri certificate. those kind of needs are there. For that, we have to maintain good relationship. That basic good relationships we can maintain. But just because someone is a leader, that does not necessarily mean that we have to get spiritual inspiration only from them. If we get, very good, we take from them. If we don't get, it's okay. We can take from whomever we get that inspiration from.
Okay, and Prabhuji, another question, Prabhuji, that some when we met some of the new devotees or newly comer in ISKCON, sometime they complain that there is discrimination in temple because they have lack of sukriti or lack of faith, firm faith. Like I gave you example, when I joined ISKCON in 2016-17, I went on a Vrindavan trip with ISKCON devotees. So they are like, we are when we were honoring prasadam, at last we are three or four devotees who were left, there are prasadam was over and only three four chapatis were left. So all were we and all three of the other devotees were senior and I was junior among them. But the devotee who was serving prasadam, they give them chapati and they did not give me because it is over. But because I was a newcomer, I was not satisfied and it was my false ego or whatever. So at that case, Prabhuji, what is the proper Vaishnav etiquette in that situation, Prabhuji, who was serving prasadam
Yeah, I will
or
answer this question, but as far as possible, the questions which are connected to the chapters we will take. But of course, if you are a new devotee, then you would act like a new devotee only. But now that you have spent some time, then the proper etiquette is, as a junior, you would naturally offer it to your senior. But if you are a senior devotee now, as a senior, you should naturally offer it to your junior. That is the etiquette.
okay, thank you, Bhaji. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Anything else connected to the 10th chapter that we have discussed? Okay, so let us start today with the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So the 11th chapter is titled as the Universal Form or Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga. Okay, so Arjuna starts this chapter. He says, मदनुग्रहाय परमं गुह्यं अध्यात्म संगितं यत्त्वयोक्तं वचस्तेन मोहोयं विगतो मम मद अनुग्रहाय बाय योर मर्सी अपॉन मी मम मोहः अयं विगतः बाय योर मर्सी अपॉन मी माय इल्यूजन कंसर्निंग योर पावर्स इज गॉन यत् त्वया उक्तं वचस्तेन थ्रू द वर्ड्स दैट यू स्पोक माय इल्यूजन कंसर्निंग योर पावर्स इज गॉन परमं गुह्यं कंसर्निंग द हाईएस्ट सीक्रेट ऑफ योर विभूतिस अध्यात्म संगीतम अलॉन्ग विद द नॉलेज ऑफ द सोल माय डियर कृष्णा अर्जुन इज टेलिंग हियर My dear Krishna, by your mercy, through your words, my illusion concerning your vibhutis, your vibhutis and regarding the knowledge of the soul, is gone. Whatever illusion that I had is gone. Like that. So, here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, In the 11th chapter, Arjuna, seeing the universal form, praises it in reverence. When Krishna shows himself again, Arjuna becomes pleased. Shows himself again in his two-handed form, Arjuna becomes pleased. At the end of the last chapter, hearing about one Amsha of his dear friend, the Adi Purusha, who is the shelter of all the vibhutis, with the words, Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam eka amshena stito jagat. So when he heard this, Arjuna became submerged in the highest bliss and desired to see that form. So when Krishna said in the previous chapter that in my one amsha, I pervade through this whole universe, manifesting and maintaining all the material vibhutis in this world. When he mentioned in this way, he actually, Arjuna became submerged in the highest bliss and he desired to see that form by which Krishna pervaded through this whole universe. So he praises what the Lord has just spoken in three verses. So the last three verses of the previous chapter, he praises. So he said that the words spoken by you revealing vibhuti is present in yourself have removed my ignorance concerning your powers. The word adhyatma is here taken as an avyayi bhava compound of adhi and atma, in the self, meaning in the self. Okay. So then he continues. Bhavapyayau hi bhutanam shrutau vistarashomaya tvattah kamalapatraksha mahatmyam apichavyayam. He says, O kamalapatraksha, O lotus eyed Krishna, vistarashah, in detail, shrutau bhava apyayau hi bhutanam. In detail, I have heard about the creation and dissolution of all the beings. Tvattah, arising from you. Mahatmyamapi, as well as your great powers, cha avyayam, and how you remain unaffected by creation and maintenance and destruction. My dear Lord, I have heard in detail about the creation and dissolution of all beings arising through you, as well as the great powers that you manifest and how you remain unaffected by all these things. I have heard about this from you. So he says, Srila Vishnu Jagadapur says, I have heard plenty about the creation and destruction of the living entities coming from you in the middle six chapters. In such statements as, Aham Krishnasya Jagataha Prabhava Pralayastata, I am the creation and destruction of this universe. And I have also heard how you remain aloof and unaffected in spite of being the creator and destroyer. Like in verses such as, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina nachamam tani karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. All these actions do not bind me, O Arjuna, like that. So how Krishna is involved in creation, maintenance and destruction, but still how he remains aloof is described. I have heard this in detail. Then he says, Evametad yata tattvam atmanam parameshvara drashtumischami te rupam aishvaram purushottama. O Parameshvara, O Supreme Lord, yata tvam atmanam atta. Whatever you have spoken about yourself, evametad, all that I accept as true. O Purushottama, drashtum ichchami te aishwaram rupam. Whatever you have spoken about yourself, I accept it as true. And I desire to see that form of opulence of yours. So, te aishwaram rupam. The form of opulence that you have, I would like to see that powerful form of yours. He says, whatever you have said about yourself, such as, I am supporting the whole universe by one of my portions, is true. Vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam ekam shena stito jagat. I agree. This is true. I do not have any doubt about it. But still, Desiring to be fully satisfied, I desire to see that form displaying your powers. Can you show that form by which you display those powers? I now want to see with my eyes that expansion form of yours by which you support this world. I wish to see that expansion form of this world, a form of yours by which you support this world. Like that, Arjuna is asking Krishna. Manyase yadi tachakyam maya drashtumiti prabho yogeshwara tato me tvam darshayatmanam avyayam yadi manyase maya tad drashtum shakyam iti. If you feel that I am qualified to see that form, O Prabho, O my dear master, O Yogeshwara, O Lord of qualification, Tataha, then, Me Tvam Darshaya, you please show me Avyayam Atmanam, that indestructible form. My dear Lord, if you think I am qualified to see that form, then can you please show that form, that indestructible form to me? That's what Arjuna is asking. The word Yogeshwara indicates that even though Arjuna is unqualified, Ayogya, the Lord with his power of qualification can make him qualified to see that form. So therefore he is addressing him as Yogeshwara. So even if you think I don't have that qualification, please give me that qualification and allow me to see that form. That's what Arjuna is indicating here to Krishna. Okay. So, at this point of time, Krishna answers this question. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Pashyame Partha Rupani Shatashota Sahasrashah, Nana Vidani Divyani, Nana Varnakriti Nicha. Okay. So, we are going to. Okay. Arjuna's request and Krishna's description of his universal form. Okay, Arjuna's request is the first four verses. Before we read Krishna's response, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions that you may wish to hear, wish to ask, you can please go ahead. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions based on whatever we have seen till now, the first four verses. Okay, if there is none, let's continue our discussion. Krishna starts answering the question asked by Arjuna. He says, okay, there is one question. Yes, Tarini Radha Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Mataji, your voice is breaking. Your voice is
I'm
breaking.
just wondering, how did Arjuna. Okay, better now.
Now it's better. Now it's better. You can speak. Mataji, it's not clear. I think your signal is little bit poor. Maybe you could move to a better place in your house.
And that's it. Hari Bol Prabhu, are you able?
Is it are others able to hear Mataji properly, or is it just my
Hare Krishna.
internet issue?
Hare
Yes,
Krishna.
Mataji. Yeah, go ahead, Mataji.
I can just type it. I'll just type it. Give me a moment.
Yes, Mataji, you can type it. Then whenever your question comes, you can take your question. Otherwise, I think there is some internet issues on your side. We are not able to hear you properly. Your voice is breaking. Okay. So let's start, and by the time Mataji sends the question, we can take the question. So Krishna says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Pashyame Partha Rupani Shatashota Sahasrashah, Nana Vidani Divyani, Nana Varnakriti Nicha. O Partha, my dear son of Pritha, O Arjuna, Pashya me शतशो अथ सहस्रशः दिव्यानि रूपाणि, सी मै हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ वंडरफुल फॉर्म्स, नाना विधानी ऑफ वेरियस टाइप्स, नाना वर्ण आकृतीनि च, एंड ऑफ वेरियस कलर्स एंड वेरियस शेप्स. सो ही इज गिविंग अ प्रिव्यू ऑफ वॉट ही इज गोइंग टू शो. सो दैट्स व्हाट ही सेज, प्लीज पश्य, जस्ट सी ओ अर्जुना माई हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ वंडरफुल फॉर्म्स, माई हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ वंडरफुल फॉर्म्स, प्लीज सी ऑफ वेरियस टाइप्स, वेरियस कलर्स एंड वेरियस शेप्स. ही सेज, फर्स्ट आई विल शो यू, फर्स्ट आई विल शो हिम दैट फॉर्म डिस्क्राइब्ड इन दि पुरुष सूक्त एज सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषः सहस्राक्ष सहस्रपात्, दैट फॉर्म विथ अ थाउजेंड हेड्स, अ थाउजेंड आईज एंड अ थाउजेंड फीट. ओके, ऑफन टाइम्स दि देर इज अ पॉइंट, ऑफन टाइम्स डिवोटीज से, इज द फॉर्म डिस्क्राइब्ड, द फॉर्म शोन टू अर्जुन एंड द फॉर्म डिस्क्राइब्ड इन भागवतम, आर दे द सेम आर डिफरेंट? ओके, एज सून एज कृष्णा स्टार्ट स्पीकिंग अबाउट हिज यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म, द वेरी फर्स्ट लाइन श्री रविशंकर चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर राइट्स आंसर्स दिस क्वेश्चन. कृष्णा थिंक्स, फर्स्ट आई विल शो हिम दैट फॉर्म डिस्क्राइब्ड इन दि पुरुष सूक्त, सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषः सहस्राक्ष सहस्रपात, राइट? एंड इन भागवतम द सिक्स्थ चैप्टर ऑफ सेकंड कैंटो इज टाइटल्ड एज पुरुष सूक्त कन्फर्म, राइट? बिकॉज दैट डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द पुरुष गिवन इन भागवतम इज द सेम पुरुष डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द पुरुष सूक्त, देयरफॉर पुरुष सूक्त कन्फर्म्ड. नाउ व्हेन कृष्णा हैज स्टार्टेड डिस्क्राइबिंग हिज यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म, द वेरी फर्स्ट लाइन ऑफ द पर्पोट दैट एक्चुअली श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रधारपुर इज राइटिंग इज दैट कृष्णा थिंक्स दैट फर्स्ट आई विल शो हिम दैट फॉर्म डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द पुरुष सूक्त एज सहस्र शीर्षा पुरुष सहस्राक्ष सहस्रपात. ओके, सो व्हाट इज दैट? इट इज माय ओन एक्सपेंशन, द फर्स्ट पुरुष अवतार महाविष्णु द अंतर्यामी ऑफ प्रकृति, लेटर बाय हैविंग द नेसेसरी क्वालिफिकेशन आई विल शो हिम माय फॉर्म ऑफ टाइम. ओके, सो देर आर टू फॉर्म्स शोन टू अर्जुन इन द 11th चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद्गीता. वन इज द स्टैटिक फॉर्म, द अदर इज द डायनामिक फॉर्म. इट इज लाइक सीइंग अ फोटोग्राफ एंड अ वीडियो, सीइंग अ फोटोग्राफ एंड अ वीडियो. ओके, so the form of time which he will describe later, that is like a video form, it will be a, you know, it will be a dynamic form, and the photograph form is the first form that will be shown. So considering in this way in his mind, the Lord faced Arjuna telling him to pay attention, thus he speaks this verse. See these hundreds and thousands of forms. In my one form, my swarupa, see hundreds of my swarupas, which are my vibhutis. So, like that. So, here, there is a question in the chat box. How did Arjuna know the opulences of the Lord can be seen in a form? Because Krishna did say, Atava bahunaitena kimgyatena tavarjuna vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam eka amshena stito jagat. Okay, the last verse of this, of the previous chapter. in that Krishna gives a hint. Okay, so I will share the screen. Here he says that please understand, by just one portion of myself, I am firmly established in this universe. And in explaining this verse, Srila Vishwanatha Thakur says, by one portion alone, by the Paramatma in human form, fixing myself in the world which I have created, supporting this created world by being its basis, superintending the world by being its ruler, controlling the world by being its controller, pervading the world by being pervasive, and creating the world by being its cause. I am situated in this world. So all these activities are performed by the Paramatma, by the various Paramatma features, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, and Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. So therefore he says that by one portion alone, by the Paramatma in human form, fixing myself in the world which I have created, supporting this created world by being its basis, superintending the world by being its ruler, controlling the world by being its controller, and pervading the world by being pervasive, and creating the world by being its cause, I am situated in this world. Okay. So, which means basically he is indicating that this world is like a, is like my body. Okay. So, the body of individual living entities is created by the desire of the living entity. And then the living entity has full control and cognizance of the body. So, therefore, in my understanding, probably Arjuna is thinking that that if you have full control over this universe, just like I have full control over my body, maybe there is a form that exists, one of your forms through which you control, you know. Like the whole universe becomes your bodily parts. I think probably that must be an intuitive question by Arjuna. So everything in this universe is Krishna alone, and he is thus worthy of worship, worthy of service. So if everything is Krishna alone, is there a form that exists in which all these are your bodily parts like that? That must be an intuitive question, is my understanding. Otherwise, there is no explicit mention of Arjuna indicating that, or probably he's asking, you know, how is it that by what form you are controlling this whole universe, or you are kind of pervading this whole universe, that kind of a question. So it must be an intuitive question, even though it is not so explicitly mentioned. That's my understanding. So therefore, here he says, O son of Pritha, see my hundreds and thousands of wonderful forms of various types, of various colors and various shapes. So Sri Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says, Krishna is thinking, first, I will show him that form described in the Purusha Sukta as Sahasrashirsha Purusha, that form with thousand heads, thousand eyes, thousand feet. It is my own expansion. The first Purushavatara, the Antaryami of Prakriti. Later, by having the necessary qualification, I will show him the form of time. Like that. So, considering in this way, in his mind, the Lord faced Arjuna, telling him to pay attention. Thus he speaks this verse. See these hundreds and thousands of forms in my one form, my swarupa. See hundreds of my swarupas, which are my vibhutis. So he says, Pashyadityan वसून रुद्रान अश्विनौ मरुतस्तथा बहून्यदृष्टपूर्वाणि पश्याश्चर्याणि भारत. See the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the two Ashwinis, and the Maruts, O descendant of Bharata, see many astonishing forms not seen before. Adrishta Purvani. Why he is using the word Adrishta Purvani? Not seen before means what? No one has seen before? Or he has not seen before? What could be the meaning of this word? Okay, Ascharyani, Bahuni Ascharyani, very astonishing. That is understandable. But what is the meaning of Adrishta Purvani? Never seen before means what? Never seen before by whom? That question comes. Let's see what. Oh, there is no purport to this. Then he continues, Ihaikastam jagatkritsnam pashyadhyasa characharam mama dehe gudakesha yachanyadrashtumichasi. He says, Adya, now, Iha, in this place, pashya ekastam, just see in one part of my body, jagatkritsnam, this whole universe, sachara acharam, with its moving and non-moving entities. O Gudakesha, O conqueror of sleep, yatcha anyad drashtum ichchasi, and see whatever else you may desire to see. So, here, what is Krishna telling? Just like Krishna showed to Mother Yashoda in one small part of his own transcendental body, you know, inside the mouth, the whole universal form. Okay, so similarly he says, see in one part of my body the whole universe. With its moving and non-moving entities and whatever else that you might wish to see, everything is there in one part of my body. That is how spirit is not actually constrained by the material laws. So therefore, Krishna's mouth is very small. Within that, Mother Yashoda is seeing the whole universe. It's not that Krishna's mouth has become bigger, nor that she is seeing a miniature form of the universe inside the mouth of Arjuna, or inside the mouth of Krishna. Krishna's mouth is still the very same size, and still inside that mouth, Mother Yashoda is seeing the full-fledged universe, not the miniature form of that universe. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, on this occasion, this universe, which is impossible for you to see completely, even if you wander within it for millions of years, is situated in just one part of my body. You can't see the whole universe, Arjuna. But even if you roam through it for thousands of years, millions of years, but look at this one part of my body and you will see the whole universe here. See that universe, whatever else you desire to see, such as your victory or defeat in my body, which is the shelter of the universe, being its cause. So, it is mentioned that he is first showing the form of Mahavishnu. And in one part of Mahavishnu's body, he is seeing the whole universe, because the universe is coming from the bodily pores of Mahavishnu. Okay. It seems like that is the explanation that is seemingly coming from here. Because he says that, first I will show him that form described in the Purusha Sukta. It is my own expansion. The first Purusha Mahavishnu, the Antaryami of Prakriti. That's what he says. So the first form that he shows is apparently the form of not even the universal form. It is actually the form of Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is also called as Sahasrashirsha Purushaha. because he is the source of many, many avatars. Because avataravali bijam, as Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he is the seed of all the avataras. For that reason also, Karanodak Sai Vishnu is also called as Sahasra Sirusha Purushaha. Okay. So he is showing that form of Mahavishnu. Therefore, that's how you explain. Look, in one small part of my body, you see this whole universe, like that he says. Pashya ekastam jagat kritsnam. So he is not describing that form in which the whole universal planetary systems are various parts of his body. That is the universal form. Here he is showing the part, the first, when he says Pashya, the first time when he says Pashya, he is seeing, he, according to Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur, he is showing the form of Mahavishnu. And in one part of Mahavishnu's body, he is seeing one full universe, which is not astonishing because the universes in their seed form come from the bodily parts, from the bodily pores of Mahavishnu, which should not be surprising. Okay. Then Krishna continues, Natumam shakyase drashtum anenaiva svachakshusha divyam dadamite chakshuhu pashyame yogamaishwaram. So he says, Natumam shakyase drashtum. So even though Krishna says pashya, just see, but here Krishna says, Natumam drashtum shakyase, you will not be able to see me. Anena eva svachakshusha, with your material eyes alone. Divyam chakshuhu te dadami, I give you the eyes of the devas, celestial vision. Pashyame yogam aishwaram, please look at my majestic form. So he says, Arjuna should not think that this is some form caused by magical trick or material illusion. For the purpose of giving him faith that the form which contains this whole universe is Sachidananda, he speaks this verse. So the form which contains this whole universe is Karanodaka Sai Vishnu's form. That is Sachidananda. The universal form itself is not Sachidananda. The form which holds this universe within his bodily pores, that is the form of Mahavishnu. That form is Sachidananda. So he says, by your material eyes, you cannot see me. You cannot see my purely spiritual form. Shaknosi stands for, yeah. Therefore, I give you divine eyes. See with those divine eyes. By letting him see with those eyes, the Lord's intention was to give a little astonishment to Arjuna, who was thinking himself to be a material person. Actually, because he is a principal associate of the Lord and therefore previously had appeared as Nara along with Narayana avatar, Arjuna does not have material eyes like ordinary material persons. So, so he says here, by letting him see with those eyes, the Lord's intention was to give a little astonishment to Arjuna, who was thinking himself to be a material person. Actually, being a personal associate of the Supreme Lord, Arjuna does not have material eyes like ordinary material persons. So, the question is, what is the logic in giving spiritual eyes to Arjuna in order to see a mere expansion of the Lord when the same Arjuna with his very eyes directly realizes the sweetness of his Lord? So someone may say that if you take it as, oh Krishna, you cannot, oh Arjuna, you cannot see it with your material eyes. Let me give you spiritual eyes to see this form. Now this makes no sense. The form of Krishna is spiritual. And he is the Amshi of all the other expansions. So, if Arjuna could see the Swayam Bhagavan form, not just see, but realize the sweetness of the Swayam Bhagavan form of Krishna with his eyes, does he not have the eyes to see a mere expansion form of Krishna in the form of Karnodaka Sai Vishnu? So now what is the point in Arjuna telling, so in Krishna telling Arjuna, that you don't have the spiritual eyes to see this transcendental form, let me give you spiritual eyes. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu. Why should he say like this? Okay. So he says, but on the other hand, it can be said that the superior eye which sees only the great sweetness of Krishna's human pastimes, as in the case of the Ananya Bhakta, does not at all accept the glories of the Lord's pastimes performed with the Devatas, the Devalila. One who has tasted the juice of the white lotus cannot relish the sugar candy with his tongue. Thus the Lord, wanting to show the majestic nature of his pastimes with the Devatas, in order to cause astonishment in Arjuna, who had requested just that, gave to Arjuna non-human eyes suitable for seeing Deva Leela, majestic in quality. The intention of giving such eyes will be explained at the end of the chapter. So, when he says, Divyam Dadami Te Chakshuhu, it means, I will give you celestial eyes to see that majestic form which the Devatas relish, which is the form of Mahavishnu. But because Arjuna relishes the sweet form of Krishna's 200th form, therefore, he has to get celestial vision to see that form. Because with his pure devotional vision, he sees and relishes only the human-like 200 form of Krishna. He does not see and relish the majestic form of Krishna's Purushavatara. So therefore, Krishna is giving celestial eyes. Celestial eyes is actually, Krishna is not giving him a superior vision. Actually, he is seeing, giving him an inferior vision to see that form. That's what he is indicating here. Natu mam shakyase drashtum aneneva svachakshusha. You will not be able to see with your material eye alone. That's a very superficial meaning of this verse. So therefore, divyam dadami te chakshuhu pashyame yogamaishwaram. Therefore, I will see you. Spiritual eyes by which you can see my form. But this explanation is not accepted. Because Krishna, Arjuna is an eternal associate. So, he says, we will go over the purport once more. He says, Arjuna should not think that this is some form created by magical trick or material illusion. So, therefore, for the purpose of giving him the faith that the form which contains this whole universe is Sachidananda, he speaks this verse. So, if that form is the material, if that form is the universal form or Virat Rupa, then that is not Sachidananda, that is material. But he is talking about that form which holds the material universes within his body, that is the form of Mahavishnu. So what he is showing now is the form of Mahavishnu. A very majestic form, a majestic expansion of Krishna. So even though from a very superficial point of view, it may seem like, oh, you have material eyes, by your material eyes, you cannot see me because my form is purely spiritual. Therefore, I will give you superior eyes. But this makes no sense because Arjuna, being an eternal associate of Krishna, does not have material eyes. Okay? So, like ordinary material persons. So, what is the logic in giving Krishna, in giving Arjuna spiritual eyes in order to see a mere expansion of Krishna, when with the existing eyes, Arjuna is able to see the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna's form? So, therefore, one should understand that because Arjuna had purely spiritual eyes through which he was relishing the Swayam Bhagavan form of Krishna, which was the manifestation of pure sweetness, Akila Rasamrita Murti form. Therefore, such eyes cannot relish the form of Mahavishnu, which is a manifestation of opulence. You know, as Prabhupada says, godless display of opulence. So just like one who has tasted the juice of the white lotus. The juice of the white lotus is way more sweet than the sweetness of sugarcane juice or sugar candy. So one who has tasted the juice of white lotus cannot relish the sugar candy with his tongue. Okay. Thus, the Lord wanting to show the majestic nature of his pastimes to the devatas, in order to cause astonishment in Arjuna, who had requested just that, gave to Arjuna non-human eyes suitable for seeing Deva Leela, majestic in quality. The intention of giving such eyes will be explained at the end of the chapter. Why he gave those eyes, it will be explained at the end of the chapter. Okay. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add, you can please go ahead. There is something in the chat box already. The whole universe here, whether includes the entire spiritual world, including the Vaikuntha Lokas, or only the material universe? Only the material universe is mentioned, not the spiritual universes. Anything else? Yes, Champaklata Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranams. Prabhuji, my question is like when we learned in Srimad Bhagavatam 2nd Canto about Virat Rupa, we learned that that is the imaginary form of the Lord. Like, yeah. You know, something like allegorical kind of a thing. Here in this case, like Lord, when Arjuna is seeking to have the darshan of the Lord, the universal form rather, Lord is showing the universal form, and just now when you had said that he is actually showing the Mahavishnu form. Is that right, Prabhupada?
Yeah. So, there is the form of Mahavishnu. Okay. The form of Mahavishnu, and in one bodily pore of Mahavishnu, there is one universe. Right?
Yes.
And that one universe is the universal form. So there is a form inside a form. You see here, he says that Iha ekastam jagat prachnam pashya adhyasa characharam. See, very carefully read these words here. Now, in this place, see in one part of my body this whole universe. So the universal form, the whole universe is the whole body of the Lord. But now, what is Krishna telling here? Just see in one part of my body the whole universe. Which means, the greater form is the form of Mahavishnu. In one part of his body, there is one universal form. In another part of his body, there is another universal form. In each bodily pore of Mahavishnu, there is one universal form. So the greater form that he is showing is the form of Mahavishnu. And within that is a smaller universal form.
So basically what Lord is trying to show here is like there are so many universal forms within that the Mahavishnu form, and that Mahavishnu is actually emanating from Lord Krishna only. So ultimately, Krishna is the supreme. So in that sense, initially, like, you know, we are baffled to see the universal form. But what we need to understand is all these universal forms are actually emanating from that supreme sweet Lord Sri Krishna. So how much more, you know, magnificent is Lord Sri Krishna? Like, I mean, I
All
think
these
that is
universal
what he's
forms
trying to.
are, all these universal forms are emanating from the form of Mahavishnu, who is but an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Krishna.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So ultimately, after Lord shows his universal form, when Arjuna seeks to see the Lord in his 400 form, he comes back into that. That is the real Mahavishnu form, no, Prabhuji? The 400 form?
we are going to see what form is that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
So here, you see here, Arjuna has to see that form. In the fifth verse, Krishna says, see my hundreds and thousands of wonderful forms of various types, various colors, various shapes. So here, in the very first line, he says, first I will show him that form described in the Purusha Sukta as Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapati. So that is, and he says, it is my own expansion, the first Purusha Mahavishnu. So the form that he is showing is the form of Mahavishnu. So now, this seems very strange. This seems very strange. Is it the form of Mahavishnu? Is it not the Virat Rupa? And you see, in the, he says, Pashya, and the seventh verse, he says, Iha ekastam jagat krishnam pashya adhyasa characharam mama dehe gudakesha yaccha anyat drashtumichasi. Now, in this place, see in one part of my body this whole universe. What is the universal form? The whole universe is various bodily parts of the Lord. But here, what is Krishna telling? Please see in one part of my body the whole universe, which means that one small part of the body is accommodating the whole universe. So it's not that the whole universe is various bodily parts of the Lord. That is the universal form. But the form that he is showing now to Arjuna, which is holding that universe, is the form of Mahavishnu. That is why it is mentioned that this form is Sachidananda. Oftentimes, devotees say that the form showed by Krishna to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita is different. Yes, because it was a form of Mahavishnu. They say that the universal form shown by Krishna to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita is Sachidananda. He says, no. What is Sachidananda is the form that holds that universal form. The form of Mahavishnu is Sachidananda, not the universal form. The universal form is made of matter. But the form showed by the, right now, what we are discussing about right now, he says, see in one small part of my body, the whole universe. That body which is holding that whole universe is the form of Mahavishnu. That Mahavishnu's form is Sachidananda. The universal form is not Sachidananda. This is where the confusion arises. They say, oh, clearly Krishna says that this form is Sachidananda. Yes, this form is Sachidananda, but this form is not the universal form. This form is holding millions of universal forms. That is the form of Mahavishnu. That is Sachidananda. Universal form is not Sachidananda. Right? That's what he says. Okay. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions before we move forward? There are some questions in the chat box. Let's take. The celestial eyes are neither material nor spiritual. Okay, there is nothing which is neither material nor spiritual. It is a kind of spiritual eyes which is by which one relishes, or but by which one sees the majestic form of the Lord in the form of the Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Mahavishnu's form. Okay, that is the understanding. Okay. From the discussion, it appears that the eyes which Krishna gave Arjuna were actually inferior to his original ones. Absolutely. The eyes which he gave Arjuna were actually inferior to what Arjuna really had. Like that. Okay. Yes, Keshav Priyamati.
Prabhuji, sorry, I don't know whether I missed some points. Prabhuji, is that Mahavishnu form can be seen with celestial eyes, Prabhuji? Or that the universal form only can be seen with celestial eyes? But I couldn't get that. What is it you're trying to explain that point to Prabhuji?
So here, celestial eyes, he is telling, are needed to see that universal form. So here, celestial means eyes which can see the form of Aishwarya.
Yes.
So, but
spiritual.
But
in that purport you are reading, no, Prabhuji, the Lord is deciding, let me first show my Mahavishnu form, then I will show the form of time later. That
yes.
we are reading, no, Prabhuji.
Yes.
So, to see Mahavishnu form, it is a spiritual form, no, Prabhuji. So, that is why.
Yeah. Spiritual, but not sweet.
That's okay, but can that form be seen with celestial eyes?
Celestial is not material here, according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Celestial is the eyes with which you can relish a manifestation of Aishwarya. When Arjuna himself is interested in relishing Madhurya, the sweetness.
Yeah, Prabhuji,
that
but
is my because okay, let me clarify. That's what is the form shown that Arjuna, that Krishna is showing Arjuna here?
Universal form.
Is it universal form or the form of Mahavishnu?
Mahavishnu, in Mahavishnu's body, within his form, he is showing the universal form. That's what you were explaining
yeah.
from.
So when he says, let me give you celestial eyes, that celestial eyes is the eyes with which one can see Krishna's Srishti Leela.
Yes, Prabhuji.
And Srishti Leela is performed by the Purushavataras. And the Purushavataras have a transcendental form. It is not a material form. So celestial eyes, according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur here, is not material eyes. But it is inferior to the spiritual eyes that Arjuna has. There is gradation in spiritual.
Yeah, through spiritual eyes, he sees sweetness of the Lord, definitely. So
superior spiritual eyes, he is seeing the sweetness of the Lord. Krishna is giving him inferior spiritual eyes to see the majestic form of the Lord.
So we should understand like that only, like what you said now.
My understanding. The form of majesty that he is talking about is the form of Karmodaka Sai Vishnu, which is Sachidananda.
Prabhuji, like I was understanding it is a form of Garbhodaya Vishnu because a particular universal form, no, Prabhuji. Like later in this shlokas, he will be seeing all the demigods, he will be seeing everything that is there present in a particular universe only, no, Prabhuji.
That is okay. But what is that form that is holding all the universes?
Yeah, but they are, as of now, they are in a particular universe now, Prabhuji. Like, even in
a particular universe,
this discussion going on, Kurukshetra
war. That is fine. That is fine. Though that kind of logic we cannot apply here.
Oh.
When, then how could Mother Yashoda see the whole universe within the mouth of Krishna.
Okay. No,
He
Prabhuji, the
needs.
second canto, what we saw, just now Mataji was also telling the second canto, what we read the universal form, it is the particular universe only, no, Prabhuji, all those.
Is fine. That is fine. He is now showing the form of Karanada Sai Vishnu, Mahavishnu. That is why he says, in one small part of my body, you see. In one small part of my body, you see that universe.
That point I
Which
can
means,
understand.
so which means he's showing the Mahavishnu form only, na?
Okay, Prabhuji. Then,
The universes are in whose body?
yes, Mahavishnu Prabhuji, but
That's what he's showing.
I am confused because the thing shown will what we'll see later, like it is only within the
Later you
particular
leave it.
universe.
Later you leave it. Till now we have not reached later. Till now we have reached only till 8th verse.
Okay, Prabhuji. Maybe there'll be discussion there, Prabhuji, later. There'll be
Later we will
explanation.
see. Right now we have covered only till 8th verse. Till eighth
Okay.
verse, what he has told, I am showing the form of Mahavishnu that is mentioned here by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. And that is confirmed when Krishna says, see, in one small part of my body, the
That is
manifestation of the
clear.
whole universe.
So
So,
if it is Mahavishnu means Prabhuji, then in one pore there is one universe and there are multiple universe in multiple pores,
correct.
Prabhuji. So what
Yeah.
only one universal form he is seeing, or it is totally he is seeing
He is
many.
showing, see here in one part of my body. Focus on one point and see one universe. So he is showing within the body of Mahavishnu one universal form.
What he is seeing is one universal form within the body of Mahavishnu.
Yeah, but
That's
there are
important.
within the body there are multiple universal forms, multiple universes.
Okay, Prabhuji. But actually, the Krishna who is there is Vasudeva Krishna only, no, Prabhuji? Like, Krishna who is talking to Arjuna there.
Yeah, but all the other forms are his expansions only, no?
Yeah. He can show whatever he wants. Okay. Yeah. I got it now, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Shiv Kumar.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Dandavat. Prabhu, sorry,
Dandavat.
Prabhu, if you have missed out the earlier point, or maybe I didn't listen properly. Mother Yashoda, just like that, seeing the universes in the mouth, Prabhu, without this kind of explicit giving Arjuna the divine eyes, and then he be able to see the universal form. What is the difference, Prabhu? Maybe I missed out if you had made some point earlier, sorry.
In the case of Arjuna, he is giving the eyes to see the form of Mahavishnu. To see the universe, you don't need. Anyways, you are seeing the universe now. So, but to see that universal form in a particular, it is in that Mridabhakshan Leela, it is mentioned that Krishna's Aishwarya Shakti showed that universal form within the mouth of Krishna to Yashoda. Okay. So here, Arjuna is actually the greater form that he is seeing is the form of Mahavishnu, which is also spiritual, but a form which is filled with Aishwarya. And because Arjuna had the spiritual vision to see sweetness, so he was given an inferior spiritual eyes through which he could see the spiritual form of Aishwarya, which is the form of Mahavishnu. So we are not yet talking about the universal form. We are talking about the form of Mahavishnu, whose form is Sachidananda only. So
Okay.
there are so Arjuna had superior spiritual eyes to see and realize the form of Krishna, now he is being given inferior spiritual eyes to see the majestic form, majestic spiritual form of Mahavishnu.
Okay.
That is the understanding.
Okay. So, Prabhu, just one clarification, Prabhu. When you say the universes we are anyway seeing with mundane eyes, like the case of Mother Yashoda, you are saying even in this material world, we could see actually through some modern tools and techniques that we just see the planets and universes. That is that what you are referring to, Prabhu?
Yeah, you to some extent you can. But of course, you need to, for. But ordinary people can only conceive of the universe like that. But for Krishna to show all that universe within a small space, but still seeing the full-fledged universe, that is for either in the case of Yashoda, it is all through his Aishwarya Shakti that is accomplished.
So within that dimension to see such macro cosmic this thing is not materially possible.
Yeah. He's seeing macro cause in macro scale, he's seeing in micro space. That is possible only with the Achintya Shakti of the Supreme Lord.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Let us start. Okay, let us go over to see if we have missed out some detail or if we have wrongly read some detail. Okay. So Krishna is telling, Pashyame Partha Rupani Shatashota Sahasrashah Nana Vidani Divyani Nana Varna Akritini Cha. So he says, see my hundreds and thousands of wonderful forms of various types, of various colors and various shapes. So, first line, hear this carefully. He says, first I will show him that form described in the Purusha Sukta as Sarasa Sirsha Purushaha. Okay. It is my own expansion, the first Purusha Avataras, Mahavishnu, who is the Antaryami of Prakriti. Okay. So, three times confirmed. He says, first Purushavatara, that is Mahavishnu. Within brackets, he says Mahavishnu. Then he says the Antaryami of Prakriti, that is Mahavishnu. So three times confirmed. So he says, I will show him the form of Mahavishnu. So the first form that he is showing to Arjuna by using the word Pashyame Partha Rupani, that form is the form of Mahavishnu, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Later, by having the necessary qualification, I will show him my form of time. Okay. So, seeing these hundreds and thousands of forms, in my one form, my swarupa, these hundreds of my swarupas, which are my vibhutis. Okay. In one form, his swarupa is the form of Mahavishnu. See, hundreds and thousands of my swarupas are as vibhutis are the universal forms. You see here? So that form is the form of Mahavishnu. And he says, see the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the two Ashvinis, the Maruts, etc. Many astonishing forms not seen before. Now, in this place, Iha, see in one part of my body this whole universe. So which means the whole universe is in one small part of the body. That is not the universal form. Because the universe is not in one small part of the universal form's body. The universal form itself is the whole universe. So which is that form in whose one small part a whole universe is held? That is the form of Mahavishnu, with its moving and non-moving entities. Okay, like that. On this occasion, this universe, which is impossible for you to see completely, even if you wander within it for millions of years, is situated in just one part of my body as Mahavishnu. So that one part, this cannot be the universal form, because the universal form is the whole body. The whole universe is the whole body of the universal form. But here he says, the whole universe is situated in one small part of my body. See that universe, and whatever else you desire to see, such as your victory or defeat in my body, which is the shelter of the universe, being its cause. But you will not be able to see with your material eyes alone. I give you the eyes of the devas. Behold my majestic form. So here he says, Arjuna should not think that this is some form caused by magical trick or material illusion. For the purpose of giving him faith, please, please see this statement very clearly. This is very important statement. For the purpose of giving him faith that the form which contains this whole universe, universal form does not contain the universe. Universal form is the form of the universe. But this form which contains the whole universe is Satchit Ananda. And what is that form? As he says in this verse, it is my own expansion, the first Purusha Mahavishnu, the Antaryami of Prakriti. Okay. So, by your material eyes, you cannot see me. So, see with those divine eyes. Okay. So, now, here he resolves this problem. By letting him see with those eyes, the Lord's intention was to give a little astonishment to Arjuna, who was thinking himself to be a material person. Actually, because he is a principal associate of the Lord, Arjuna does not have material eyes like ordinary material person. Therefore, what is the logic in giving spiritual eyes to Arjuna in order to see a mere expansion of the Lord, when the same Arjuna with his very same eyes can see and realize the sweetness of the form of Lord Krishna, Akila Rasamrita Murti? So the answer is that. But on the other hand, it can be said that the superior eye, this is the important point. Hear this carefully. The superior eye which can only see the great sweetness of Krishna's human pastimes, as in the case of the Ananya Bhakta, does not at all accept the glories of the Lord's pastimes performed with the Devatas. That is the Devalila. Because Mahavishnu or the Purushavataras are the primary creators. The secondary creators are the Devatas. So the Purushavataras are involved in Devalila. They are involved in Devalila. So one who has tasted the juice of the white lotus cannot relish the sugar candy with his tongue. Thus, the Lord wanting to show the majestic nature of his pastimes with the Devatas, which is as Mahavishnu, in order to cause astonishment in Arjuna, who had requested just that, gave to Arjuna non-human eyes suitable for seeing Devalila, which is majestic in quality. Okay. So this is the explanation. But till now, we have not yet. So there are two forms. In the greater form of Mahavishnu, he is showing one smaller form of the universal form. Okay, there are two forms here. Now, this might be a little bit confusing. Let us see if what the other acharyas are explaining, maybe they might be giving a slightly different explanation, but let us, because I am not able to recollect exactly, so let us Let me just check. 11th chapter, 5th verse onwards. So, let me zoom it. I will share the screen now. Let's see what the other acharyas say. Srila Prabhupada says, my dear Arjuna, O son of Pritha, see now my opulence as hundreds of thousands of varied divine multicolored forms. Okay. So here Srila Prabhupada says, Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in his universal form, which although a transcendental form, is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material nature. So transcendental form, this is a little confusing. So transcendental need not necessarily be spiritual, you have to understand. Because a real spiritual form is not subject to the temporary time of this material nature. As the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly this universal form of Krishna is manifested and not manifested. It is not eternally situated in the spiritual sky like Krishna's other forms. As far as a devotee is concerned, he is not eager to see the universal form. But because Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in this way, Krishna reveals this form. This universal form is not possible to be seen by any ordinary man. Krishna must give one the power to see it. Anyways, now, what does Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan say? Okay, let us see what Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan says. By being thus requested, the Lord speaks in four verses to let Arjuna see his own form as all the devatas, as the creator with a thousand heads, the antaryami of prakriti. Who is the antaryami of prakriti? Who is the antaryami of prakriti? Anyone would like to answer? Mahavishnu. Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. He is the antaryami of prakriti. So Baldev Vidya Bhushan is also very clear. The form that Arjuna Krishna is showing now, right now, is the form of Mahavishnu. So he says, being thus requested by the Lord, speaks in four verses to let Arjuna see his own form as all the devatas, as the creator with a thousand heads. So the universal form is not the creator. The universal form is not the creator. The universal form is the universe. The universe is not the creator. As the creator with a thousand heads, the antaryami of prakriti. And then, having made him qualified by that vision to reveal his form of time, which he has not revealed, what is that form of time we will see later, by repeating the word Pashya in several verses, the Lord conveys the astonishing nature of these forms that he will show. See these hundreds and thousands of forms of vibhutis and in one form of mind appearing with a thousand heads. This should mean, be fit to see these forms. Okay. Then, in the seventh verse, Iha ekastam jagat krachnam pashya adhya sacharacharam. Mama dehe gudakesha yaccha anyad drashtum icchasi. So here, Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan says, now in this place, see in one part of my body this whole universe with its moving and non-moving entities. In the commentary, he says, see now everything in this whole universe with its moving and non-moving entities situated within one place in my body. Because it is impossible for you to see all these forms even by wandering through the universes for thousands of years. Therefore, at one time, in one place, see these by my mercy. See also whatever else you want to see. See my form as a shelter of the universe, as the cause of Pradhan and Mahatattva, and see your victory and others' defeat as well as others. So, the cause of Pradhan and Mahatattva is not the universal form. It is Pradhana Purusheshwaraha, that is Mahavishnu. So even according to Baldev Vidya Bhushan, this form which is being shown by Krishna to Arjuna is the form of Mahavishnu only. And this very interesting verse, what does Baldev Devotion explain? Natumam shakyase drashtum anenaivasva chakshusha. So in the translation, Baldev Devotion says, but you will not be able to see with your material eye alone. I give you the eye of the devas. Behold my majestic form. In the purport, Baldev Devotion says, intent on fulfilling what Arjuna prayed for, that is qualification to see that form, in whose words, Manyate yadi tat shatyam, the Lord gave Arjuna celestial eyes to see the heavenly form composed of all the devatas in order to astonish him. What is that form composed of all the devatas? Beginning only he said. Right? Where did he say? The fifth verse, I think, purport he says, his own form as all the devatas, that is the antaryami of Prakriti. So that form which he is showing is the form of Mahavishnu, the antaryami of Prakriti. Because universal form is not the antaryami of Prakriti. It is the Mahavishnu form that he is showing. Okay? So that is what? Eighth. He is telling here. Baldev Devotion is saying here. The Lord gave Arjuna celestial eyes to see the heavenly form composed of all the devatas in order to astonish him. You cannot see me with a thousand heads, a form shining like a thousand suns at once, by your eyes which are accustomed only to see my sweetness. Therefore, I give you celestial heavenly eyes. As I would put oil on my body in entering a swiftly moving stream, so I anoint your eyes suitably. See my majestic form with those eyes. Yoga means that which makes the mind concentrate. Yujyate. The next verse, the phrase Paramam Rupam Aishwaram occurs. Thus, Rupa is the meaning of yoga. Okay. So it should be understood, however, that even though Krishna gave celestial eyes to Arjuna, he did not give him a celestial mind. If he gave that type of mind to Arjuna, Arjuna would take pleasure in that celestial form. A celestial form means a form in which there is exhibition of Aishwarya, a form of Mahavishnu. So he gave the celestial eyes, but not the celestial mind. Okay. Some say that the universal form with a thousand heads is superior to the form of Krishna as the chariot driver of Arjuna. And thus Krishna had to give Arjuna different eyes to see the universal form. This idea is refuted later. Anyways, okay. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions? Because, you know, this seems a little confusing. What exactly is the form that is being shown by Krishna to Arjuna in the first eight verses here? You know, even though Srila Prabhupada says universal form, because in one sense, he is seeing the universe within the form of Mahavishnu. But the greater form that he is seeing is the form of Mahavishnu. So both Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Baldev Devotion they seem to indicate here that till now what has been shown is the form of Mahavishnu, and within that form, in one part of that body of Mahavishnu, he is showing the universe. That is the understanding that has come till now in the first eight verses. That is my understanding. Yes, there are two hands of Asayan Katha Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Rindu Pranam. So here we understand that, you know, Arjuna has been given a very relatively inferior vision that we just saw.
Correct.
And what he's seeing is something not superior to what he's already experiencing and seeing, right?
Yes.
And also a few seconds ago, we saw that he gave Arjuna an inferior vision, but not an inferior mind.
That's how Baldev Devotion.
Baldev Devotion's commentary. But
Yeah.
again, in the later verses of this chapter, we see that Arjuna.
No later verses.
Okay.
Any questions based on what we have already seen? Because later verses, even the existing verses also, how many of you feel my understanding was different and from what we have discussed, my understanding has become different? How many of you feel like
yeah.
that? You can.
Yeah, me included.
You included, right? So,
yes.
We will go through the later verses and see what understanding comes out.
Okay.
And then we will discuss about later verses. So, if you have any questions about the first 8 verses which we have covered till now, just forget that we have read the later part of the chapter at all. We are assume that we are reading it for the first time. So, you don't know what is going to come in the later chapter. With that
right.
assumption, you can ask questions.
Yeah, so far it's pretty clear and it's pretty transformational because the way we have been understanding so far, it's pretty different from now what the Acharyas have revealed to us.
Yeah,
it's
it's
really
not
interesting.
Wrong. It's not wrong.
Yeah,
You
not
see
wrong.
universal form also.
Yeah. Yes,
You see
yes.
universal form also, but that universal form is seen within
Inside,
the,
yeah.
So the
Yes.
greater form that is being shown is the form of the Mahavishnu. And within that he
So
is seeing
it's
the universal form.
So this, there's a smaller bracket within this larger bracket, and the smaller bracket is that universal form, and the larger body encompassing that, encapsulating that, is the body of the Mahavishnu that is initially introduced by Krishna in the first 8 chapters.
Correct, correct, correct.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Maybe in the in the later verses, things will
Yeah,
be even
let's
more
see
clear.
what gets revealed. Yeah,
Yeah.
we will wait and watch what gets revealed. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Kesho Priyama.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, this chapter started with the first, it started like in 10th chapter, Krishna was explaining about his Aishwarya opulences. So Arjuna says, I am not doubting all those things what you said, but I wish to see it with my eyes. That is why this chapter is starting, no, Prabhuji?
This, he says, please show that form by which you pervade and control this whole universe. So, let us go to the last verse of the previous chapter and see what exactly Krishna says, based on which Arjuna is asking this question. This is very critical.
What I have understood is all those things is explained as opulences. Arjuna wants to see in his naked eyes. I mean, in his eyes. That's what
no,
I have understood.
Not just that. Not just that. This is the last verse connected to which Arjuna is going to ask in the 11th chapter beginning. Atava bahunaitena kimgyatena tavarjuna. Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam eka amshena stito jagat. That eka amshena is the Paramatma. But what is the use of knowing all these individual vibhutis, O Arjuna? Please understand that by just one portion of myself as the Antaryami, I am firmly established in this universe. Okay? So now, in the purport, Srila Vishnachaka Thakur says, by one portion alone, by the Paramatma in human form, fixing myself in the world which I have created, supporting this created world by being its basis, superintending the world by being its ruler, and controlling the world by being its controller, and pervading the world by being pervasive, and creating the world by being its cause, I am situated in this world as Paramatma in human form. Okay? Everything in this universe is Krishna alone and he is thus worthy of service. By intelligence given by that realization, one should taste his sweetness. So the form, Eka Amshena Stito Jagat, that Eka Amsha is the form of Paramatma. So here, Arjuna starts this 11th chapter by asking that by your mercy, my illusion concerning your powers is gone through hearing the words that you spoke concerning the highest secret of your vibhutis along with the knowledge of your soul. In detail, I have heard about the creation and dissolution of all beings arising through you as well as your great powers and how you remained unaffected as well. What you have spoken about yourself is all true, O Supreme Person. I desire to see that powerful form of yours. So that powerful form means that powerful form about which he last mentioned. What was the
yes.
last form that he mentioned in the previous chapter?
Yes, Prabhuji.
What form?
What we Paramatma in human form, Prabhuji.
The Paramatma in human form, right? And let's see what in the purport the Acharyas explained. Whatever you have said about yourself, such as I am supporting the whole universe by one of my portions, is indeed true. I do not have any doubt about it. But still, desiring to be fully satisfied, I desire to see that form displaying your powers. I now want to see with my eyes that expansion form of yours by which you support this world. Which is that expansion form by which Krishna supports this world?
Roji Paramatma only.
The Paramatma form.
Yes.
So that's what he wants to see.
Yes, Prabhuji.
And if you think that I am qualified to see that form, O Master, then show me that indestructible form.
Okay.
So then starts the fifth verse from what we have already seen already. So basically, Paramatma forms all three. Karanataka Sai Vishnu, Garbhataka Sai Vishnu, and Shirataka Sai Vishnu, all three forms are Paramatma forms only.
Yeah, Prabhuji, you are explaining it.
So basically, Arjuna did not ask to see the universal form as such, but he wanted to see that form which controls the universe.
Correct, 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 Prabhuji.
That is the Paramatma form. And
so this Paramatma form, what he is mentioning is Mahavishnu, Paramatma of the entire thing.
Prakriti.
Prakriti.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Prabhuji. We also understood Paramatma, Prabhuji, but Paramatma means I thought of Garbhadeshwar Vishnu because he is a Paramatma of that particular universe.
Yeah. Mm. When we get into particular universe, that Paramatma is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. But here, the Paramatma in whose body all the universes are held, that is Mahavishnu only. And he is showing, when he shows, look at one part of my body. That body is whose body?
Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu's body. That
correct,
body is indicating.
So like 10.8, Krishna is telling Agam Sarvasya Prabhu. So he's telling I am only creator of both spiritual world, material world. So everything, like it looks like everything Arjuna want, like by seeing the Paramatma, he wants to understand the full expansion of the Lord, Prabhuji. Like from where it has started, from Karna, from Mahavishnu only, this material world is starting now, Prabhuji, from the basic.
Yes.
So from there, he wants to know something like that, I'm understanding now.
Yeah.
Okay, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Okay. Now, let us see. So we will take one verse at a time and see what incrementally, what further things, because this is one chapter where there are a lot of misconceptions. So people say that, oh no, the universal form described in Bhagavatam is a material form, but the universal form shown by Krishna to Arjuna is Sachidananda. Is this true? If you consider universal form to have the various planetary systems of this material world as bodily parts, how can that be Sachidananda? That cannot be. The problem is, what we think as Krishna showing universal form is actually the form holding the universal form. That is the form of Mahavishnu, and that is Sachidananda. Right? So again and again, whether twice, both Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, twice Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan say that form is the antaryami of prakriti. And we know the antaryami of prakriti is Mahavishnu. And in one statement here, very clearly, see this one line. In one line, three times. It is my own expansion, the first Purusha, within brackets Mahavishnu, and then Kama, the Antaryami of Prakriti. So, Sri Vaishnava Thakur gives in unambiguous terms, because we know the Antaryami of Prakriti is Mahavishnu, we know that the first Purusha Avatara is Mahavishnu, and within brackets he says Mahavishnu. And on top of that, he says, it is my own expansion, which means Swamsha. The universal form is not his Swamsha. Even though sometimes he may call it as my own expansion, but it is not Swamsha. So therefore, you know, why this is creating so much doubts? Because Srila Prabhupada in his purport seemed to indicate this to be the universal form, which is not wrong. Which is not wrong, because he is showing the universal universe also within the greater form of Mahavishnu's form. That is why all this confusion. Okay, I know whatever we have discussed is quite overwhelming. You know, which is probably different from what we have already studied. But this is what in the first eight verses has been mentioned. Now let's move ahead and see what further things are being described. Okay. Sanjaya says now. Sanjaya Vacha. Eva muktva tato rajan mahayogeshwaro harihi darshayamasa parthaya paramam rupamaishwaram. Okay, he says, O Rajan, O King, evam uktva, having thus spoken, mahayogeshwaro harihi, Krishna, the master of great yoga, tato Partaya Darshayamasa, he showed to Arjuna Paramam Rupam Aishwaram, his supreme majestic form. Okay, what is that form? Let us see. Aneka Vaktra Nayanam, Aneka Adbhuta Darshanam, Aneka Divya Bharanam, Divya Nekodhyata Yudam. It had many mouths and eyes, many astonishing aspects, many wonderful ornaments, uplifting many wonderful weapons. Divyamalyambaradaram, Divya Gandanu Lepanam, Sarvascharyamayam Devam, Anantam Vishvatomukam. That form wore astonishing garlands and dress, astonishing perfumes and ointments. It was shining, greatly amazing, infinite, with faces in every direction. Vishvatomukam means whose faces are everywhere. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhaved Yugapaduttita Yadi Bha Sadrishi Sasyad Bhasastasya Mahatmanaha. If the splendor of a thousand suns rose simultaneously in the sky, that effulgence would be similar to one of the splendors in the effulgence of this great form, which means unimaginably splendorous form. If at one time the effulgence of a thousand suns arose, then it would be somewhat similar to the effulgence of the universal form. So now, he says, now within that form of the Lord, within the form of Mahavishnu, he is showing the universal form. Okay, within that form of Mahavishnu, he is showing the universal form. Okay, because here very clearly he indicates universal form. Tatraikastam jagat krishnam pravibhaktam anekada apashyad deva devasya sharire pandavastada. On the battlefield, in the body of the Lord, Arjuna then saw parts of the whole universe in one place, in various ways. ఏకస్థం జగత్ కృత్స్నం అనేకదా ప్రవిభక్తం. ఇన్ వేరియస్ వేస్ హీ సా పార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్. సో హీ సేస్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్లేస్ ఆన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఇట్ వాస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ టు టేక్ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్. దేర్ ఫోర్ అర్జున సా అ పార్ట్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ వన్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ అట్ డిఫరెంట్ మూమెంట్స్. A part situated in the Lord's core or a part situated in his belly and in various ways like that. That is, he saw that form made of earth, made of gold, made of jewels or measuring 50 koti yojanas or 100 koti yojanas or 100,000 koti yojanas. Okay. 50 koti yojanas is our universe. 100 koti yojanas is maybe some other universe. Okay. That is, he saw that form made of earth, made of gold, made of jewels, or measuring 50 koti yojanas. Okay. Okay. Then, overcome with wonder, hair standing on end, Arjuna bowing his head before the Lord and folding his hands in prayer, he spoke. Okay. Okay. So then he is going to speak. Okay. Let us read this verse and then we will go to Baldev Devotion and see what he says. Tataha sa vismaya vishto hrishta roma dananjayaha pranamya shirasa devam kritanjalir abhashata. Then, overcome with wonder, hair standing on end, Arjuna, bowing his head before the Lord and folding his hands in prayer, he spoke. Okay. Now, we are going to see these 9 to 14 Srila Baldev Devotion's explanation. Let us see what he explains, just to get some idea. Okay, 9. Okay, Baldev Devotion says, O King, having spoken thus, Krishna, the master of yoga, showed to Arjuna the supremely powerful form. Baldev Devotion says, having spoken, the Lord showed the universal form to Arjuna. This is very explicitly mentioned here by Baldev Devotion. Seeing that form, Arjuna described it to the Lord. Sanjaya relates what Arjuna said in 6 verses. Then, after giving Arjuna the celestial eyes, O Dhritarashtra, the Lord, the great master of yoga, showed that supreme form of power to Arjuna. That universal form. Okay. So it had many mouths and eyes, many astonishing aspects, many wonderful ornaments, etc., etc. Devya Bhushan purport. That form had thousands of mouths and eyes since later. There is a description of that form with thousands of arms. Sahasra bhavo, bhavo, bhava vishwa murte. The use of the word aneka here indicates that the arms and eyes were so numerous that they could not be counted. Okay. Okay. Now. Then, if the splendor of a thousand suns rose simultaneously in the sky, that effulgence would be similar to one of the splendors in the effulgence of this great form. He says, this verse described the incomparable effulgence of that form. If the effulgence of a thousand suns rose in the sky at once, it would be similar to one of the splendors of this universal form of the Lord. Here a metaphor is called utpreksha, or poetic fantasy. Fancy is used, comparing the effulgence of a thousand suns to the astonishing nature of the object of comparison, the universal form. But since the comparison is deficient, what is suggested is that nothing could compare to its form's effulgence. Okay. On the battlefield, in the body of the Lord Arjuna, saw parts of the whole universe in one place in various ways. The devotion says, then what happened? there on the battlefield in the body of Krishna with the 1,000 heads in that sacred form, Arjuna then saw the whole universe, all its various parts in one place, as was explained already in verse 7. And the universe was variously composed of earth, gold and jewels. Or it can mean that the universe appeared in small, medium and large forms. That is why 50 koti yojanas, 100 koti yojanas and 100,000 koti yojanas, like that it was mentioned. Okay. Then he says, then overcome with wonder, hair standing on end, Arjuna bowing his head before the Lord, folding his hands in prayers, he spoke. Baldev Devotion says, Arjuna, who knew Krishna, then experienced the rasa of adbhuta or astonishment on seeing at that time the form with 1,000 heads, which he understood actually existed within Krishna. So that form which existed within Krishna. Looking at Krishna, who had furnished this form, he spoke. So he was not looking at the form within Krishna, which is the universal form, but he was looking at Krishna and he spoke. Arjuna was the conqueror of all wealth and thus very steady, but his hair standing on end, overcome with astonishment, after offering his respects to Krishna by touching his head to the earth, he spoke with folded hands. It is hinted that he did not cover up his eyes out of fear, but displayed openly great astonishment. The Lord is the alambana or the vishaya or object invoking rasa. Okay. Oh, 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 oh. Okay. When Arjuna looked at him again and again, the gazing became the uddipan or instigation for rasa. Offering respects and folding hands are anubhavas. Standing of hairs on end is the sattvika bhava. The mind overwhelmed by these elements, joy and steadiness are the sanchari bhava. By these four components, the fifth component, the sthai bhava, became vismaya. Called vismaya, became nourished. And the five together became adbhuta rasa. Okay. So he is looking at the universal form here, which here it is mentioned that Arjuna, who knew Krishna, then experienced the rasa of adbhuta on seeing at that time the form with 1,000 heads, which he understood actually existed within Krishna as Mahavishnu. So looking at Krishna, who had furnished this form, he spoke. So he is seeing form within a form. The form within that form is the universal form. So there are two forms there. The form of Mahavishnu, which he is speaking, which he is showing, and within that form is the form of the universal form. This is my understanding based on what we have read till the 14th verse of this chapter. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions? Okay. Yeah. Mother Gail.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, this concept of the universal form being within Mahavishnu, I guess it doesn't, I'm just wondering if there's any contradiction of the idea that the Lord does not come in contact with material energy. Because the universal form is a material form, no?
Yeah, But doesn't it come out of the bodily pores of Mahavishnu?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what is
And
being
so,
yes.
yeah, and so even that, the fact that the material universes, they come out of his bodily forms. I'm out of his, yeah, out of the form of Mahavishnu. How do we understand that even then there's no contact?
He's not affected by it.
So no contact means affected, yeah, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't
like
mean...
For example, if there is a live wire and I touch it, what will happen?
You'll get electrocuted.
Yeah, but if I am wearing appropriate shoes, and let's say wooden shoes, and touching that wire, what will happen?
You won't get affected.
That's the meaning. So I'm touching but not touching.
Well, what are Mahavishnu's wooden shoes?
He doesn't need wooden shoes. He's not affected because that's his
I know he doesn't need wooden shoes, but I mean, in other words, it's because he doesn't derive any personal enjoyment from the material energy. That's like his wooden shoes, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we hear that, you know, Krishna does not come in contact with his material energy, or even his pure devotees don't come in contact with the material energy, it doesn't mean that they don't come in physical contact. It just means that there's no attachment.
Exactly.
There's no attachment. Yeah. That's what contact means.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I think we will pause here. We will continue this discussion. Before you drop out, please don't drop out. Okay. Because next Friday, we will be in Ahobilam. So there is no class. So as we mentioned, from Monday to Friday, next whole week, we will not have the morning Bhagavatam and the afternoon Brihad Bhagavatamrita and 10th Canto classes. Because I will be in Chennai temple and I have some sessions there. And on Friday, we are traveling. So next whole week, we don't have morning and afternoon sessions. But the evening sessions will be there from Monday to Thursday. The evening sessions will be there from Monday to Thursday. So just for your information. Okay. Okay. So thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.